Everyone has their own interest. That's a line I use all the time. I think for peacemaking, and probably the people I'm drawn to is an awareness of other, and we have to want good for the other. And the leaders that I look to and follow in some way would sacrifice for someone else to experience the things that I do. An example would be within yoga. So it's not that I'm doing this that I can be great, or I can get the poses down or something, but in some way that what I have, I want to share. To the point I almost give something up to allow someone else to experience the same thing. So in conflict resolution, I think what we find is how do we help people turn a corner? And it's you guys' stuff, it's brain stuff. When someone is attacked, our brains go into protective mode. And when we're protective mode, we can't be creative. And we're trying to get people into the frontal lobe to get them into problem solving. So I think a lot of what we do with yoga, with exercise and swimming and running and golf and all that stuff is that we're trying to settle ourselves down enough so we don't feel like we're being attacked. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in right now, every radio show, every TV show seems like an attack on the other. I'm waiting for that to flip. And then I'm looking for, hey, I'm willing to give up something great that I have because I want life to be good for you.
Hmm.
So we got to get there. I think we will get there. But the things that we're talking about right now are the things that we do to keep us at peace, know that there's hope for the future, feed our souls. We see other people that are experiencing the same thing. I think it gives us hope.
Yeah, it definitely comes from, you know, there's this Zen Buddhism banner in my home office. And it's essentially talking about, you know, calmness coming from the inside, working out, or, you know, the bottom, you know, going up. And I think you're definitely alluding to that, Casey. And from what I've gathered and what you've shared with us today, you know, you're definitely thoughtfully tending to that inner Casey so that the outer Casey can have a more positive impact on the world. You know, and I think that's kind of maybe everyone's calling to a degree. What do you think, Gina?
Yeah, I do. I think that's also one of those secret hidden gifts of yoga, is that like we start because our bodies hurt, or we come to that practice because we have something going on, that either a life thing that drives us to find, you know, peace, or we have, you know, pain in the body, or we have something happening. And then the secret that gets revealed over time is that we get to embody these gifts as humans out in the world. And like, you're clearly doing that with your practice and the care of your family and friends and in your profession.